ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
First John chapter 4. I have few minutes to do this, but let me just drop the thought for us this morning. First John chapter 4. I begin reading in context from verse 7. First John 4. If you have a Bible like mine, is actually subtitled Knowing God Through Love. And then it says Seeing God Through Love. So you know God through love, and then you see God through love. Verse 7 says, Beloved, those who are accepted in Christ Jesus. He says, Let us love one another, for love is of God. Please, I want you to follow the trail of exhortation in these verses of the scripture. Beloved, that is saints of God, those who are accepted in the beloved, those who are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He says, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. He said, this is how, in this, the love of God was manifest towards us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this, that is, this is how this is further demonstrated to us, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and he sent his Son to be the substitute or propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also or to love one another. Verse 12 says, no one has seen God at any time. But if we love one another, God abides in us. And his love has been perfected or matured in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us. Because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. I mean, if you follow that trail of thought, it's something that tells you a story about God's love towards humanity. A story about the God kind of love that draws man to himself. A story it's like a love story that when God draws us, His nature is imparted into us. A story that says we can actually live our lives by exercising this nature that is in us. I'm one of those people who believe that part of the vocabulary of believers in Christ should not be saying this to another person, "I hate you." No. If you say that, something, if you are in God, something in you, not just something, the Holy Spirit must caution you that that is not the right thing to say to this person. No matter the level of provocation, we have the nature of God in us. God is love. And if anyone dwells in God, you are dwelling in love. Your action is motivated by love, or should be motivated by love. So Valentine's Day, as it were, let me just give us a brief background of it. Celebrate is just a day set aside to celebrate the relationship between people. It is a day that teaches us specially sacrificial love. It's a day where we express our love, our care, our respect for anyone who is important in our lives. I mean, you can see that at the various scenario displayed by the Light Playhouse. Valentine's Day is considered the best day, or a day where we love, we feel happy about our loved one. Even though from that drama, you saw that people received that love in a different way. But what this day is for is to celebrate love, friendship, admiration. Every year on the 14th of February, people all over the world, in fact, those who are into flowery businesses, they will sell, billions of dollars today. It's a multi-billion industry. But hey, the essence of it is to express our love, our care, our respect for anyone. If you trace it back into history, some people have also chosen that day to celebrate the pagan holiday called Lupercalia, which is dedicated to celebration of fertility, which means men chose that day to be naked, sacrifice a goat, a dog, to celebrate fertility. And you know, where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So the tendency for us as human beings to shave off the good and take on the bad is there. So, for example, in our world, this is a day to get pregnant by many people because they have taken that celebration of lust to be the purpose for Valentine's Day. And then also, history had it that a Catholic priest was crucified for his faith on this particular day. And the lifestyle of that priest is a sacrificial life. He did good in his own day, so he was kept in prison. And then on this particular day, he was killed. So the Catholic Church took that. And you know, the way the Catholic Church operates, such people, they are regarded as saints. So it's called Saint Valentine's Day, which to just commemorate the memory of that priest who was killed today. But having said that, within the context of what we read this morning, today, as we watch the news, as we read about what is happening in our world, there is one thing that clearly stands out. Maybe in our own nation, the world as it is today is in desperate need of more love. The world, generally, the world, we see that Each day, people are wicked towards one another. I mean, you see it on the road. Some people can be maintaining 40 kilometers per hour. As soon as they realize that you may need a right of road, they increase the tempo. As if an accident happened, it's just going to be a lone accident. So the world is in need of love. People commit suicide around us every day. People give up on life every day. I had someone, a close friend of mine, who reached out to me in the course of this week. And he asked a very simple question. And he said, can God close heaven? He may be watching me now, but he knows that I loved him from all my heart. He said, can God close heaven over a person? I said, no. I said, even in the Old Testament, where it is read, that's 2 Chronicles, God also made a statement, put a caveat. He said, but if my own people, he said, peradventure, 2 Chronicles 7, where we derive that scripture on prayer, peradventure I close the heavens. That's probably the only place in the scripture that the scripture talks about this closed heaven that we take sometimes as doctrine today. But he said, even peradventure, and there was no rain. But if my own people, that's his mercy, his love, called by my name, shall humble themselves and then pray. He said, I will answer. I will heal their land. So, we were able to get into a discussion, but I realized that it was because of the overwhelming situation and the circumstances that we have all around us today. That's what brought him. And I gave him an insight, which is what I want to generally encourage. And then you reach out to people. I'm encouraging you to do that. I said, with all this thing that is happening to you in business, in ministry, and all these other things that you think God has closed heaven over your life, I said, as far as I know, in the last 1 minute, you have a good wife, you have three lovely kids. I said, why don't you focus every day and thank God for the gift of the family? And he responded, he said, I've never really seen things from that perspective. Let's be grateful for people, for friends, for colleagues. Let's be grateful that we have people to talk to. Let's check on someone. It is the nature of God. God watches over us. The Bible says, he who keeps us neither sleep nor slumber. If God should slumber, we are all in trouble. But because of his sovereignty and his great love, he keeps watch over us. So today, our world needs more love. Not just romantic love that Valentine has been reduced to, but greater love. And I love it, part of the drama. Greater love for oneself. I think that is the key. When you love yourself, and you can't love yourself because if you just do self-love, you might become selfish and stingy. And you might rob people around you that opportunity to experience. But when you love yourself within the context and the assurance of God's love for you, it is very easy to love other people. When people love themselves, we won't take it so hard when people say unkind words to us. We won't take it so hard when we experience or suffer disappointments, setbacks, the negatives, which is why the world needs greater love. People are negatives. And it's not too far. It's not too far. Whether you realize it or not, in case you don't know, I made that announcement to you this morning. Not everyone will like you. Not everyone will like your God. Not everyone will want to see you succeed. Are there enemies from the pit of hell? No. It's just a simple proof that when people don't love themselves, they cannot be committed to other people. Whether it's in a business relationship, whether it's a marital relationship, whether it's a day-to-day brother-sister relationship, when people don't love themselves, they cannot love other people. I know stories of people with even nuclear family, 2-3 kids, and there is sibling rivalry. I know stories of people who are multi families and they love one another. The truth is that we can only give from the bowel of our reserves. So when we are perfected in God, I mean, you know the thought this morning, God is love. Whoever know God has the nature of God in them. And if you have the nature of God, you give. If you have the nature of God, you accommodate. If you have the nature of God, you see things from God's eyes, God's perspective. Who does not want anyone to perish, but for all to come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ? So negatives won't affect our dispositions because we are secured in the sense self-worth that God has given us. We are strong in our faith. We are strong. Even when things are not working in our lives, we are strong that all things are working together for our good because we love God and because we are called according to His purpose. When we choose to develop this greater love for God and for others, we find it much easier to appreciate and connect with other people. When people say something that hurts us, it's just a matter of time. People will say things that are true, that are not true. People will say things that are based on assumptions about you. But hey, when you choose the greater love, it helps you to appreciate, to connect. It helps you not to lash out in anger. It helps you to approach life with a sense, a deep sense of compassion, which only God can give. And it helps you to understand the journey of others, if there is any journey or at all. Matthew chapter 22, verses 28 to 30, helps us to understand, or 38 for 40, please. 38 to 40. Helps us to understand this better. He said, This is the first. It's the first. A lot of people think good works. Good works is good, but this is the one that gives birth to good works. This is the first and great commandment. It's not an advice. It's a commandment. I'm not asking you for your opinion about it. And he said, and the second is like it. So the second takes its root from the first. And if it's the principle of first in first, what does he say? Please, you have, before the second, let's see what the first says. Oh, okay, sorry, it's 37. It said, Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God. You shall. It's a decision. You love the Lord your God with all, not some. You know, if you still keep some, that's when you say, oh, you don't know what he has done. Why should you say that I should forgive? In this world, there are some wicked people. And like our proverb says, if something spoil your head, spoil everything. What does that funny proverb says? That if the chicken hit your soup or whatever, something like that. I can't remember. Because there are some philosophical saying that are not, you can't live by them. Some of those philosophical sayings were taken from the Jewish custom of a tooth for a tooth and eye for an eye. He said, Jesus said to him, you love the Lord your God with all, not some. If you love God with power, out of your life. You know, I've had people like that. They say religion is just a department of their whole life. So we do what is religion required. So we go to church on Monday, but there is Sunday. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we also do business. So business and religion doesn't mix. No. It controls every area of your life because you have the nature of God. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, your intellect, will, and emotion. And then with all your mind. And then he says, this is the first and great commandment. And then the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. So this is the key. You love yourself to the degree that you have derived that identity from God. If you don't derive that identity from God, there is no way you will love your neighbor as yourself, because you can't give what you don't have. So this love is the greatest of all. So I title this Love Bond. The greatest love of all, which goes beyond a day, is a 365 days of year, 24/7, every second. The greatest love is what has happened to us as believers. As you can see in that drama, some of those people there, they even forgot that it was Valentine's Day. Let me shock you. And it should not shock you. So I gave my wife a Valentine's gift. I give her a gift all the time. And she gives me a gift too. So I gave her a Valentine's gift. I think it was Friday. And the reason being, Kimagbagbi. So that I will not forget. So the moment I remember, I just said, okay. So even this morning, she gave me her own gift. So I said, thank you. He said, today is Valentine's Day. I said, ha. So it means it's not just one day. Your heart. If God loves, so he gave. So if you love people, you give. There's nothing. Love is a very practical thing. You can't say your love is inside you. It will be like the story of a man whose wife complained that you never say, I love you. So you know what the man did? He went into a musical studio. He said, let me produce a 2-hour CD. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. So the next time the wife complained, he just handed her over the CD. Just play. So the greatest love, it's a nature. It's a nature. That's why we can't get this love from politicians. Lori Ronnie. So you can't get that kind of love. You can't get that kind of love from somebody who say, you are the only candlestick light on my candlestick. You are the only fish in my ocean. Lori Ronnie. Oriro, you can't, it's not even by poem. You can write all that you can write. I'm not saying that is bad. If you are good in writing to communicate your thought, please go ahead. But I'm saying that this kind of love is the greatest love that ever happened to any human being, and specifically to the believers in Christ. This is the greatest love. It lives on the inside of us. The greatest love that is easy to achieve when you come into a personal relationship with Jesus. The greatest love. The Bible talks about it in simple definition. In Romans 5:5, he said, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that was given to us. 1 John 4:7-8 again. 1 John 4:7-8. He said, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. For love is of God. The reason why the whole world is not in chaos more than this is because of still the love of God. If the Holy Spirit is taken out of here, there will be chaos. We are talking about iniquity. You will see at that time, if the Holy Spirit is taken out of here, there will be mystery of iniquity that will be unleashed. The love of God, it's on the inside of us. It's easy to achieve. How do you achieve it? By coming into a personal relationship with Jesus. Please, today, you may not have received roses this morning. I saw something on TikTok. The person went and bought roses for himself. So he put it at his doorstep. And then he pressed his bed. He went back inside. So he now went as if he wanted to. So he got there, opened the door, saw the box of roses. So he said, so he took it inside. So you may not have. I understand that in the workplace, and that's why you know that the world is desperately in need of love. In the workplace, sometimes, so that, you know, the colleagues can say, some people order roses for themselves when it falls, when February 14 falls on a work day. And so, when they order it, the reception collects it, or receptionist collects it on their behalf. And they won't go and take it so that everybody who passes, who is this for? Who is this for? Glory, you know, Abby. But I want to encourage you today. Write a love list when you get back home. What will that love list contain? Write down things you appreciate about yourself. I want to believe that on your list, you will write, I am courteous. I am honorable. I am respectful. I am productive. I am an asset. I live a significant life. I live added value life. By the time you come up with that love list, you will suddenly realize that you are not February 14th, as it were. You are not other people's affirmation. I understand that one of the downside of the social media today is that when some people post something and nobody liked it, they begin to call their friends. Have you checked your Instagram today? And the person says, yes. Did you see what I post? And the person says, no. Say, you have to see it too. And then for you to still be my friend, you have to like it. That's evangelism by fire. No, you don't derive your esteem from such, as much as it is good. Whether you like what I post or not, is irrelevant to me. So that's why when I post with a message. You can't see me posting like that. This one. No, for what? For what? Lori Ro. So I can go now, and that's what people do. I can look into the car park and see one of the exotic cars there. I just do like that. The Lord is moving to the permanent side. And people tag it. The Joneses like myself, we just tag it. Yes, we know. We've always known that the Lord is moving to the permanent side. No. I don't need that. I don't need that. Please, if you find it difficult to love yourself, it means you have not been perfected or matured in God's love yet. You are an asset to our generation. Life may have happened to you, but you are still an asset. I mean, there was this thing. It's common in the management cycle. It's a story of someone who went into a seminar, brought out $100, and he rumpled it. He stepped on it. He tore it into pieces. And he just asked one question. What is the value of this $100? And everybody agreed. Because if you tore it into pieces, I can actually put it together. Sellotape it, take it to a bank, and I get another $100. For the fact that life has rumpled us, for the fact that life has trampled on us, for the fact that life sometimes has torn us into pieces, does not mean we have lost the value that God placed on us. The greatest love that God has is for us who are human beings, created in His image and in His likeness. So when you are born again, please understand, God became your Father. And God is a love God. And you are a love child of a love God. You are born of God because God is love. So therefore, you are born of love. The nature of God is in you. And the nature of God is love. In fact, you can't say you don't have this divine love, because everyone in the family of God has it. And if they don't have it, just like we read from 1 John, it's because they are not in that family, because God is love. And what usually happens for a lot of times to every one of us is that we may not be exercising this love. We may be like the man who wrapped his one talent in a napkin and buried it in Matthew 25:25. But the love of God, the Bible says, has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. It simply means that God kind of love has been shed in our heart, our spirit, and our inner man. And please understand, Romans 5:5 is not talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It is talking about the nature of God that has been impacted into us at the new birth. So at the new birth, we are born of God's Spirit. And let me say in conclusion today that this love is a maturing fruit. We need to grow it. We need to grow it. You know what the Bible says in Galatians 5:22, if you can help me, in different translation, 5:22. I want to pick the first line. He said, But the fruit of the Spirit. Can we have it in another translation? There is a particular one I'm looking for. But what happens when we leave God's way? That's close to it. What happens when we respond to God's love? He said it brings the gift into our lives, much the same that fruit appears in an orchard. And as a result of God's dwelling in us, he said we will have affection for others, exuberant about life. Can I have other translation? I'm looking for a particular one. Yeah, this is still closing. He said, but the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within us is divine love, is agape love. Not just filio or eros. Divine love. In all its varied expressions. And you can have it there. Another translation, please. But the fruit of the Holy Spirit, yeah, this is what I'm looking for. The work, this must be amplified, isn't it? Yeah, thank you. The work which His presence within us accomplishes.
If his presence is active in our hearts, these are the fruits. Love. Joy. You know, there was a time, just like my brother in that drama, Ulus Casco. There was a time that's all that is synonymous with Christianity. Your big Bible. Then you are walking through life like a disembodiment spirit. When people greet you, you say, oh, ho, 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 ho. And when you are in a room, people are fearful. They can't crack joke. They can't do anything because bro is here, bruh. No. Joy. Joy. If you need to shout, shout. If you need to crack joke, crack jokes. And you know, people take that to the bedroom. Those who are married. You want to action, you say, let us pray. Nibo. What kind of prayer? We are prayed. You think God is covering his eyes at that time? That moment, that window period of time? What do you think God is doing? These people are committing sin. Let me turn my back against them. No. If you are prosperous, what do you think? You think God is afraid that you backslide? No. His word says he delights in the prosperity of his saints. The heart is the Lord and the fullness thereof. As a matter of fact, if you are not prosperous, his heart doesn't get, because he knows that if you are prosperous, you will favor his righteous cause. So these are the active work of the Holy Spirit in us. So it's a maturing love. In John 15:5, he said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. Much fruit. So love is the fruit of the recreated human spirit produced by the life of Christ within the believer. Is a fruit. So picture a fruit, for example. Where does the fruit grow? It grows on the branches. And Jesus used that illustration. Who are the branches? We are. You and I. So if God lives in us, he has spread fruits from our life. The fruits, not the earlier one expressed. He said the produce of the flesh in Galatians 5, it gives out. But the produce of the spirit is what we need to produce. Love, joy, peace, patience, long suffering. And he said, wherever these things are active, against such, there is no law. If people throw hatred at you and you show love, you will soon cow them. Because the Bible says the wicked must bow at the gates of the righteous. So it's not evil for evil. It's evil for love. And love swallows up hatred. I've said this, maybe not here. People have beaten me with charms before. And it can't work. Not because of anything, but because of my intention towards them. Because they had to confess later that they actually tested. That's the word that is used. They said, they tested you, but it seems as if you are powerful than them. So, I didn't even know. Maybe if I had known, I would have run. But I'm saying, perfect love, it casts out fear. People have put something in food for me before. More clear. And I didn't know. I said to people, let me also say this to you. Because people are afraid. Sometimes, you clear food in your sleep. And then you wake up and you are looking for interpretation. No, there's no need. If you didn't eat well last night, food will show up in your room. There's no need for interpretation. There was a time we were fasting. I don't know how many days. And all true for some 3 days. I was just clearing food in my dream. It doesn't matter to me. Because my mind is focused on something else. So food must show up. As a matter of fact, when Gary shows up, I sleep back. I said, no, it's salad. Sleep back. You see, I mean, we must be assured in this love. The Bible says, this love, we must be perfected in it. This love that God has for us is not compared to human love. Human love can be selfish. Human love can think about themselves first. But God loves us. He gave his son for us. And when we live in him, we live in his God kind of love. 1 Corinthians 13, as I close, verses 4 to 8. If you want to give me in the Amplified translation, I think I will appreciate that. Yeah, Amplified Classics. Can you see? It said, love, this kind of love. Hey, so I'm not talking about Eros. I'm not talking about Philios, because sometimes you don't feel like loving your spouse. You don't feel like that's, I deliberately use that because love is not, cannot be reduced to feelings. Love is persuasion. Love is conviction. If I'm going through challenges, which I do, that does not make me to question God's kind of love for me. Because it's, the Bible describes it, it is as strong as death. So, love endures long. And then he's patient. And then he's kind. Love never is envious. He doesn't boil over with jealousy. He's not boastful. He's not vainglorious. He doesn't display itself haughtily. Love is not rude. It is not conceited. Love is not arrogant. You don't make people feel that you are the best thing that can ever happen to them. Without you, there is no other. You are the El Shaddai, El Elyon, Naim, the most low God. No, it's not inflated with pride. Love is not rude. It's not unmannerly. Even when God has given you the privilege to know what is going on in other people's life, it's not how to say, come. Let me give you a word from the Lord. No, it's not unmannerly. Love does not act unbecomingly. Love, that's God's love in us, does not insist on his own right. There are many people who will not cooperate with you if you are not ready to do it their way. It doesn't. Sometimes you need to look from other people's windows, you know. Sometimes, just like that girl, in the house of Naaman, you have to humble yourself. The guy doesn't have leprosy. It was his master that has, or that had. And you can see that pride still in that general. To cap that pride, or to stretch that pride, when he came to the prophet sent his servants. And the man said to himself, are there no rivers? Even the ones where I'm coming from, they are purer and cleaner. And the girl said, Oga, it won't cost you anything. It will not. It will not. Just, we must all carry these things back. And you see, all these things, I'm saying it, because if our attitude towards God, sometimes we are rude to God. Sometimes we are unmannerly. Sometimes we are self-conceited. We want to resolve the problem by ourselves. And it is when Tabahaton, that's when you now remember. No. In the first place, be vulnerable. Because if you do that to God, it may be very difficult for you not to do it to other people. So love does not insist on its own right. Or its way, for it is not self-seeking. Love is not touchy. Love is not friendful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to suffer wrong. He does not rejoice at injustice. God catch him. That's not love. That's not love. That's not love. That's not the God kind of love. Love does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. Verse 7 and 8, love bears under anything and everything that comes, is ever ready to believe the best, the best, the best of every person. Love hopes, its hope are faithless, under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. Love never fails. It never fades out. It never becomes obsolete. It doesn't come to an end. As for prophecy, they will fail. They will cease one day. They will cease one day. The gift of interpreting the divine will and the purpose, they cease. They cease at the point of death because you see him as he is. It will be fulfilled and passed away. As for tongues, they will be destroyed and cease. Death, it will pass away. It loses its value and be superseded by truth. So please, that's the nature of God. Time is spent. Let me just wrap up my thought. I still have how this fruit grows, the connection between faith and love, but it will be something for another day. Quickly, as you go into this week, let me just give you some scriptures you can meditate on. Love meditation. So it's important for you and I to know the love of God for ourselves and to share this love with others. Here are those scriptures that will help your faith in God's love. Ephesians 3, 17 to 19. Ephesians 3, 17 to 19. He said, I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long, how high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love which surpasses knowledge, and we may be filled with the measure of all the fullness of God. Proverbs 17, 17. Ephesians 3, 17 to 19. Proverbs 17, 17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is there for times of trouble. Proverbs 17, 17. Ephesians 4, 2. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Ephesians 4, 2. 1 John 4, 7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. And everyone who loves has been born and knows God. Romans 12:10. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. So love is synonymous with honor. Psalm 40 verse 11. You, O Lord, will not withhold your compassion. It's that same word as love. Your compassion for me, your loving kindness and your truth will continually preserve me. John 13, 34, a new command I give to you. 34 and 35, he said, As I have loved you, you must also love one another. 1 John 3, 16, Romans 12, 10, Psalm 40, 11, John 13, 34, 35, 1 John 3:16. This is how we know that what love is. Jesus Christ laid his life down for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. He's not asking us to literally die, but we are supposed not to be self-conceited. And we are supposed to show and express this love. Isaiah 54:10. Said the mountains and the hills may shake, but my love for you will not be removed from you. My covenant of peace will not be shaken, says your compassionate Lord. Colossians 3:14 is something to occupy your week with. Isaiah 54:10, Colossians 3:14, he said, above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. 1 John 4:18. And 19, he said, there is no fear in love, but perfect love, God's kind of love, drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been made perfect in God's love. Say with me this morning, God is love. I am born of God. I am born of love. I am a love child of a love God. The love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit. I have the nature of love. It is natural for me to walk in love. It is natural for me to walk in love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Christ is my vine. I am his branch. I abide in Christ. Christ abides in me. Therefore, I bring forth fruit. As I keep God's word, I mature in the fruit of love. And I am daily making progress in my love walk. Lift up your hands and just give him praise this morning. Give him praise, give him worship, give him adoration. Give him praise. Lift up your voices also. Don't just lift up your hand. Lift up your voices. Thank him for his love. Thank him, thank him, thank him this morning.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrat Abiola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,